Good morning, Symphony Church. We are finishing out the book of 1 Timothy today with 1 Timothy chapter 6, and I shall read that for us. Let all who are under a yoke as bondservants regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and the teaching may not be reviled. Those who have believing masters must not be disrespectful on the ground that they are brothers. Rather, they must serve all the better, since those who benefit by their good service are believers and beloved. Teach and urge these things. If anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that accords with godliness, he is puffed up with conceit and understands nothing. He has an unhealthy craving for controversy and for quarrels about words, which produce envy, dissension, slander, evil suspicions, and constant friction among people who are depraved in mind and deprived of the truth, imagining that godliness is a means of gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. O Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you. Avoid the irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge, for by professing it, some have swerved from the faith. Grace be with you. Amen. So Paul closes out his letter to Timothy, his apprentice, by urging him to stay away from the unhealthy cravings of the world. Controversy, quarrels, envy, dissension, slander, evil suspicions, and personal gain. Instead, he urges him to pursue godliness while being content, saying that godliness with contentment is great gain. Paul calls Timothy to be grateful and to want nothing more than simply food and clothing as he does his ministry. I was really blessed this past Sunday during our musical worship when we sang the song Jireh together. And that bridge, if he dresses the lilies with beauty and splendor, how much more will he clothe you? And if he watches over every sparrow, how much more will he love you? That's such a good reminder. And those are Jesus' own words from Matthew 6, calling us to be content and steadfast, knowing that the Lord will provide the things we need, and that there's no need to crave for more. And there are echoes of this truth in Paul's words to Timothy. For us, the desire for the things of the world can be quite deep-seated at times, doesn't it? With the cost of living going up in our city, with job security not where it once was, with internships and even majors getting more and more selective, I think we're getting more comfortable with always feeling this low-level anxiety, this nagging feeling that we need to have more, that we're not safe and secure yet, that there's always work to be done before we can lean back and take it easy at last. Perhaps it's more than a low-level anxiety for you. Perhaps your schedule is this constant whirlwind of saying no to the things that bring you joy and fulfillment because you feel like you need to do more instead, that you feel like you need to do more and accomplish more and have more money in the bank before you're able to enjoy life. But as Paul says, when we strive unhealthily and seek more than we need, we're bound to breed ungodly emotions and desires like envy, dissension, friction within our relationships. Instead, we must pursue godliness with contentment. And to do that, Paul tells Timothy to flee from these things and instead to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness, to fight the good fight of the faith, to take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. I think Paul knew very well that what we pursue doesn't just decide our course or our direction, but it also influences who we become inside. And just like the saying goes that we are what we eat, I think also that we become what we pursue. At least we become more like what we pursue. And so Paul tells Timothy to not pursue godliness for gain, but godliness with contentment, which is true gain. He tells Timothy to teach others to set their hopes not on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who will richly provide us everything to enjoy. To be rich not in wealth or possessions or success, but to be rich in good works. And as we set our minds on the things above and seek to become more like Jesus, we should seek to adopt the righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness that he demonstrates to us. So let's swap out our desires for the world with desires for godliness. Let's go about today with contentment as we're reminded that the Lord is our shepherd, our provider, our source of all sustenance. And because he will take care of all that we need, we can focus on pursuing all that he calls us to be. Let's pray. Lord, just like you clothe the lily and you watch over the sparrow, you also care for us deeply. You give us everything we need. Lord, I pray that you remind us so clearly today that we don't need to strive to set ourselves up for success, that we don't need to manufacture our own security, but instead we can rest and we could be at peace knowing that you have given us all that we need to be content. And so, Lord, as we rest in this contentment, as we work in this contentment, I pray that we can pursue not the things of the world that promise us security, but that we pursue righteousness instead, that we pursue the good things that will truly make us rich, that will truly give us gain. So, Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters that we can all do that today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.